Welcome back. Happy Wednesday that feels like a Friday. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Our great pleasure to welcome in at a time when we need some clarity about the New England Patriots, the great Mike Reese from ESPN. He is their Patriots insider. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everyone doing in Arizona?
Well, it's kind of getting a little janky out here right now, Mike. For a while we had the governor inviting every team in America to come and play, and now it's not so much.
Now it's the opposite.
Now it's kind of the opposite. How are you doing? You good?
We're the flip side here in Massachusetts. We were one of the early hot spots, and you know, really shut things down. And actually, yesterday, for the first time, we had a day with zero COVID-19 deaths, so it was sort of like a milestone type day, but also reminders that, like, hey, we're far from out of this.
It's a good way of looking at it. All right, so a lot of interesting Patriot news. Let's talk about this marriage with Cam Newton and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Give us some of your initial thoughts, and then I'll follow up with some more specific questions.
Well, so back in May, Bill Belichick was on the record as saying, look, the door's always open to add to the quarterback spot here, but for now, like, we're going to go with what we have, and we like the guys that we're working with. And that was specifically Jarrett Stidham, the second-year quarterback out of Auburn, who they took in the fourth round last year, and Brian Hoyer, the 11-year veteran, who's sort of that insurance policy if things with Stidham went off track. So something had to change from Bill Belichick saying that on the record in May to them making this move for Cam Newton here in late June. So what was it that changed? As I understand it, Cam Newton's willingness to accept this type of modest one-year deal, like, that wasn't on the table in his mind back in May, and his mindset shifted, and so the Patriots moved forward with it, thinking it was too good of a deal to pass up.
Mike, when you look at, you know, the one-year deal for Cam Newton, how tied are they to Jarrett Stidham, just in the sense of, what if Cam Newton does come in here and is great again this year? I mean, can they just go with him as their quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years?
Absolutely. The Patriots are well set up if that's the way it unfolds, because now we don't know what the salary cap is going to be in 2021, especially given the uncertainty of this season, how that might affect revenues, which in turn affects the cap. But the Patriots are in very good cap position next year, regardless of what that number is. Like, you know, if it stayed close to where the cap is now, they would have around $90 million worth of space. So even if that overall cap comes down, they're going to have a lot of room. And if they fall in love with Cam, if Cam falls in love with them and he plays well, that is absolutely on the table. And then they have a situation that you might say is similar to what they had with Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, let's say 4 or 5 years ago. Wow. When you had the established quarterback who's playing at a high level and the up-and-coming quarterback who has a bright future ahead of him.
All right, this is where the story gets fascinating to me, because a lot of people make assumptions about Bill Belichick and whether or not he wants players to emote, whether he wants them to have fun, whether he wants them to show individuality. And a lot of people have wondered, how will Cam Newton fit into that? What do you think of those dynamics? How much of that is real? How much of that doesn't even apply?
Well, I think this one is very straightforward and clear-cut. Bill Belichick loves emotion and celebration, as long as it's not look at me emotion and celebration. It needs to be look at we emotion and celebration. He wants to see one guy make the tackle, get up, be fired up, and 10 other defenders around that guy congratulating him, saying great job. That's the emotion we play with. That, in a way, is the intimidation that we deliver to the opposition. What he doesn't like is a player saying, okay, I just made a big play, and let me beat on my chest, point to the name on the back of the jersey to let everyone know, hey, this is, you know, I made that play. This is about me. That type of stuff, you know, doesn't fly in this culture here in New England.
Talking to Mike Reese, Mike, this was supposed to be now the year where the Patriots start to trend down for a lot of people that wanted that to happen, and it's not like Cam Newton is guaranteed to be amazing or anything, but if he does go in there and win that job and he has it for the next few years, there's going to be a lot of upset football fans around the NFL. How did the rest of the NFL allow this to happen where a player that just won MVP 5 years ago was still available?
Well, I think it's complicated because quarterback is one of those positions where there's not as many seats, you know, to fill. Yeah. A lot of teams already either have their established starter or they've invested in a young quarterback that, you know, they're far enough down the road where they're not willing to bring in a player like Cam Newton because they're still invested in the young quarterback. So I look at it like there was a small handful of teams that would have been in play in this type of situation. Ones that come to mind for me would be the Bears prior to their move to bring in Nick Foles, the Jaguars, the Chargers, and the Patriots, you know, given that Tom Brady ultimately signed with Tampa, would be in that conversation. And maybe you might be able to pluck another team or two out of the mix. But, you know, to me, you probably have to look at each of those teams I mentioned and dig deeper as to why they wouldn't go for Cam. Like, and just using an example, the Chargers, once they draft Justin Herbert, sixth overall, like, in their mind, and they have Tyrod Taylor in their mind, like, probably not worth going in that direction. I mean, you can argue the merits of that, but I think that would be the thinking, and then you go to each team and sort of, you know, get their reasoning based on those type of factors.
All right, Randy Moss speculated that the Patriots offense could be, quote, a lot more fun with Cam Newton. I'm not sure what he was getting at. Do you have any idea?
I do. I listened to that interview, and I think what he was saying was just more that it could be different than what we've seen and maybe more dynamic in a different way. You know, no disrespect to Tom Brady, who Randy Moss loves, and what they did in 2007 when they were setting records at the time, that was the most fun it could possibly be. So I think what he was getting at was that Cam just brings like a different type of style of play that can be fun, you know? I mean, I'll take you back, guys. Two preseasons ago, I was covering a game, Patriots-Panthers, down in Charlotte. I mean, this is the preseason, and Cam takes off running, and if you recall, he, like, got hit, and he spun up in the air, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
his legs are over his head, and he lands on his helmet, and everyone's thinking to themselves, what is he doing? This is the preseason. And I remember going into the Panthers' locker room, and they said, that's just Cam. That's just the way he plays. You're never going to be able to sort of hold him back in that regard. And I think, to me, that's what Randy was getting at.
Okay. Finally, about Cam Newton in this offense. From afar, it looks like Bill Belichick in this offense did a great job at protecting Tom Brady, at allowing the offense to function without the quarterback taking too many big hits, aside from a couple games against the Broncos and Von Miller, of course. But in regards to Cam Newton, he's a guy that's taken a lot of hits. He's put his head in a lot of fans. Do you think that Bill Belichick is going to kind of control what Cam Newton does to make him more effective, to make him stay healthy in New England?
Well, so maybe to a degree, and here's how it was described to me. Like, they're not going to tear down the offense and rebuild it around Cam Newton. The offense, the foundation of it, And for a number, I said, give me a number. What is a foundation? And someone who's familiar with the way they operate in New England said probably 75% of the offense would be the same regardless of who the quarterback is. So you're talking really about the other 25% that you're going to tailor to the strengths of whoever's your quarterback. And with Cam, that 25%, it's probably going to look a little different than what it was with Tom Brady. You know, Tom was excellent at the short, quick passing game, accurate, getting that ball delivered in a way where guys could make plays after the catch, you know, to get it going. Whether that's Cam's strength, like, they're going to take a closer look and see. My hunch would be that Cam's going to be more of, like, movement concepts. They might have some zone read stuff, which you'd never run with Tom Brady. So I don't think Belichick or Josh McDaniels, the coordinator, will shy away from that stuff. They'll play to that strength within the foundation of the offense that's already there.
Mike, the Jets seem like they're still a mess. Miami's rebuilding. People were ready, I guess, to anoint the Bills, the team to beat in this division for whatever reason. But now that the Patriots have Cam Newton, or maybe even before that, I mean, if Stidham is the starting quarterback, that means he outperformed Cam Newton. So it's pretty safe to say this is the Patriots division again, isn't it?
Well, I find it interesting because I don't know. You know, I really thought it was a flip of the coin heading into, you know, before they signed Cam Newton. And now with Newton, I guess my questions are, well, can you guarantee me that the health is going to check out and be there with all the hits that he's taken and coming back off shoulder and foot injuries? And can you guarantee me that the culture and system fit offensively is going to be there? Like, I think those are still unknowns. And until we know the decisive answer to that, I don't know how strongly you can say this is definitely New England's division. I think it's going to be one that could go down to the wire between the Bills and the Patriots.
All right, last question, Mike, before we let you go, because you're such a smart guy about the league and all. What do you think, if you were Roger Goodell and you were watching other sports try to come back during the pandemic and you're seeing what's working and what isn't working and what mistakes to avoid, what would you advise the NFL? What are your thoughts on how the NFL season actually gets to the playing field in September at a time when this country really needs football back?
This is tough, isn't it? I mean, I just think as much as you can insulate, you know, the players and the coaches from everyone else, that would be the best way, from my view, to make this happen. I just don't know how you pull that off. But I'll use us as an example, as reporters. I mean, as much as I would love to be in the locker room, at practices, you know, relaying what's happening to fans, like, that's probably not the smartest approach, you know, to pulling this thing off. So the less exposure you can put the key people involved in this, which are the players and coaches, to everything outside, like, to me, that's the best chance you have. I just think it's a massive undertaking.
Yeah, great stuff. Mike, stay safe. Thanks, as always, for being so generous with your time with us. We always appreciate it.
Always appreciate you guys. Be well.
Be well. Thanks, Mike Reese from ESPN. He is their Patriots insider, always bringing great, great information about that organization and the National Football League.